And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is a delight to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and as always I'm joined by Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist. Good morning, GQ.
Morning, Jo, and what an exciting morning we've got.
Yes, and welcome back, Elise Elliott. Hello.
So thrilled to be here with both of you on Sunday morning.
Yes, it's lovely and you're right, we have got an exciting morning, Gerald. A special treat, we're speaking with best-selling author and award-winning science journalist Dr. Michael Mosley, all the way from the UK. Now, some of us might be familiar with his work. He's written several books, including The Clever Guts Diet, which actually changed my life, The Fast 800 Diet, which has changed many people's lives, and he's now written a book about sleep called Fast Asleep. And yes, he's going to be joining us. I'm very excited.
I might thank Michael because your rumbling tummy for months and months was a real concern.
I don't know that Michael has had much impact on my rumbling tummy of recent times, but I will say that he made me understand the link between your gut microbiome and actually largely mental health and your moods and eating the right foods so you sleep well and your moods are somehow elevated. Yeah. Very important.
I also like he's really into sleep and the importance of sleep. He likes to go to bed at 11 and wake up at 7. Mm. So have we kept him up, I wonder?
I think perhaps
we'll know soon.
Well, do you know, one of the things I love about Michael is that he puts our own health firmly back in our hands and he's all about empowering us with knowledge. He's also a self-proclaimed guinea pig who's conducted all manner of experiments on himself. So we're looking forward to speaking with him in just a moment. And speaking of research, the World Health Organization has suggested long working hours could be dangerous for us. So we're going to be unpacking that in our A to Z of vitamins. We're going to be talking Kind Collagen Plus, dual source collagen peptides where every purchase spreads kindness. And of course, we'd love to hear from you with any questions that you may have to support your health. 131873 is the number and Gerald is here to answer your questions. Next up, best-selling author and award-winning science journalist, Dr. Michael Mosley.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu vaccination available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine may help protect against 4 strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by heading into Chemist Warehouse. Their immunisation service is quick and convenient. Book your appointment online at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Kind vitamins for half price. That's $14.99 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's the House of Wellness and we'd love you to give us a call on 131873 with any questions to support your health and well-being. Gerald is here to answer your questions as always. But first, I think we frequently feel as though whatever health challenges we experience, especially as we age, are just a fact of life. But there are ways to take back some control, whether it's exercise, sleep, diet, or many other lifestyle factors. But the difficulty, of course, is knowing the best way to look after ourselves and having the motivation to do it. Well, Dr. Michael Mosley has published half a dozen books on exactly these things, having reversed his diabetes with a unique approach to food and movement, and recently tackled the mammoth issue of sleep, which we love here on the House of Wellness. Today he joins us all the way from the UK. Michael, it is so lovely to have you on the House of Wellness.
Absolutely lovely to be back. Good morning to you all.
Michael, you bring so much useful health information, but let's start with perhaps one of the things that you are most known for, and it's the 5-2 diet. I call you the 5-2 guy whenever I talk about you. And you were able to reverse your diabetes too. So can you explain how did that happen?
Sure. So this was back in 2012 and I discovered I had type 2 diabetes and I was told it was an inevitable and progressive disease. And I was working for the BBC at the time, and so I persuaded them to let me make a documentary in which I would see if there were ways through sort of eating, dieting, exercise to actually reverse my diabetes. And I heard about intermittent fasting. I went off to the States. I explored different forms of intermittent fasting and settled on something which I call the 5-2 diet, where you cut your calories 2 days a week to about 800 calories and eat sort of healthily on the other 5 days. And there is quite a lot of interesting research around that. But back in 2012, not many people had heard of it. So anyway, I put myself on it, and about 8 weeks later, I had lost about 9 kilos, and my blood sugars returned to normal, where they have stayed ever since. So the documentary went out, it made a bit of a splash, and since then, intermittent fasting has become a very sort of fashionable thing. A lot of people doing it, different versions of it. Time-restricted eating is 14-10, 16-8, but 5-2 kind of caught on for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. Became an iconic thing. And I'm really pleased because a lot of researchers also embraced it, but I've had so many people who stop me in the street or who write to me or whatever and say that they lost a load of weight, that they reversed their diabetes as well or got their blood pressure down. Or more recently, there's been research showing it's very good for psoriasis. A study, again, in Australia, showing benefits for psoriasis, anti-inflammation and things like that. So that's kind of what launched me on my interest in this whole area.
Next is sleep, and I know you're very, very passionate about this. Sleep, love a snooze myself. What's the link between this thing and immunity, and what are your tips for the best night's sleep?
Sure. So again, a subject I'm enormously interested in, not least because since my 40s, I'd been something of an insomniac. So I've kind of been researching it madly to see solutions. And one of the things we know is that many of the components of your immune system get built, particularly during deep sleep. That's when they're sort of your T cells and all sorts of other things get created. And we know that if you don't get a decent night's sleep, that has quite a profound effect on your immune system. There was a study done in the States where they found that people who slept less than 6 hours a night, they were far more likely to get an infection when they were subsequently exposed to the common cold virus than people who were sleeping seven. It was actually a six-fold difference in the chance that they would get infected or not. And this is obviously something which is on our minds at the moment because of COVID. And there's also evidence that getting a good night's sleep will make a vaccine more effective. I've just had my second vaccine, so I'm kind of feeling fairly immune from COVID at the moment, which is rather nice. But I did make sure I got a good night's sleep beforehand. And that seems to be a really powerful link, as I said. If you can prioritize your sleep, then there are so many benefits from the top of your head to, you know, the bottom of your feet. Every system in your body benefits from sleep.
Michael, you mentioned inflammation earlier, and that surely now is probably the key figure in the development of chronic disease. How can we get the simple messages that you espouse so well into the community, into medical schools, into all associated health schools, to have people empowered to take more control over their own health?
You're absolutely right. Inflammation, chronic inflammation, seems to be at the root of many of the chronic diseases, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, dementia, cancer, you name it. And that in turn is very strongly linked to, you know, to what you eat, what you drink, and also, unfortunately, if you're significantly overweight, that leads to chronic inflammation. I talk to a lot of doctors these days, and I obviously go on television and radio and things like that. And I think the message is getting through. I mean, one of my great regrets is that at medical school I learned almost nothing about inflammation, about disease, about the things which are linked to actually diet, exercise and things like that. But I do get the sense that there is an appetite out there for it. One of my sons has recently qualified, and he started a nutrition society at his university, and there was a lot of enthusiasm for it.
Well,
although it's slow. The takeoff is slow, but I think one of the best ways is via shows like yours but also via sort of getting to the medics and persuading them. And there is a new generation, if you like, coming through who are convinced, who understand the importance of nutrition and who critically want to learn more about it.
Michael, what I find fascinating, and I've discovered this partly through reading your books, but also my own exploration around things like the FODMAP diet, is how linked inflammation, what we eat, how we sleep, our mental health, how it's all connected. Can you speak to exactly how we can support those different elements of our health? And often it's through, you are a huge proponent through the Mediterranean diet. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So my latest book is called The Fast 800, and it embraces all these things, and I also have a website which embraces all these things, because it is incredibly clear that everything is related to everything else. So eating a healthy diet is the starting point, and the Mediterranean diet, one which is rich in veggies and fruit and olive oil and nuts. And these are all anti-inflammatory, oily fish again. They all have anti-inflammatory components. And one of the other things they do is they feed the healthy microbes in your gut. And one of the roles, if you like, of the good bacteria in your gut is produce anti-inflammatory compounds. They take the fiber in your diet and they convert it into these anti-inflammatory compounds which travel through your body and to your brain. And again, we know that things like depression, anxiety, they're linked to chronic inflammation. So that seems to be one of the important ways in which diet makes a difference. We know maintaining a healthy weight is important, because particularly if you have a lot of central obesity, then the fat there produces, again, inflammatory agents. If you sleep badly, then that puts you into a state of low-grade chronic inflammation. And again, exercise seems to be a very good way of reducing chronic inflammation, that it results in anti-inflammatory compounds being generated. And so all of it ties back into inflammation, and all of it is linked to everything else. So if you are sleeping well, then you're going to feel more like eating well, and you're going to feel more like exercising. And conversely, if you're sleeping badly, then you're going to want to reach for the sort of the donuts and the junk food. And the last thing you want to do when you're knackered is to go for a run or do some press-ups or go to the gym or anything like that. So everything feeds into everything else.
Michael, one thing I like about you is you put your body where your mouth is. So you try out many of these methods and techniques. Now, I know you have like a top 7 science-backed tips, including eat more beetroot and keeping an eye on your heart rate. What for you would be, say, a handful of really key messages that we can take on board to improve our health?
Sure. So I think the first thing, as I said, start with diet. Go for a Mediterranean-style diet. Embrace more fiber in your diet, more veggies. And I also, you know, I love fermented foods. I make my own kimchi, sauerkraut, and things like that. And there's really good research being done in Melbourne at the Food and Mood Centre showing the impact of this on your mental state. We know that people who suffer from depression and anxiety, if you change their diet, then that will, you know, that can reduce those feelings of, you know, as I said, depression, anxiety. So if you can sort that out, if you can get into the right mind frame, that will make everything else so much easier. And that's why I always say you start with the food. And then beyond that, I also think there are benefits to be had from embracing something like intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating. And that just really means stopping eating a bit earlier in the evening. So rather than having that late-night snack, if you can forego that, you can stop eating about 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed, then that you'll find, you know, if you're late night stacker, that's going to be a bit of a struggle to begin with. But then you get used to it, and you'll find that you're sleeping better, and all sorts of other benefits will flow from it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Michael Mosley. Michael, I highly recommend anyone to all of your books, whether it's sleep or gut health or weight loss or diabetes. There's something there for everyone with whatever issues in your life you're wanting to address. But also, Michael, I've just discovered your podcast, Just One Thing, which is my ideal length of podcast, 15 minutes. And it considers one everyday thing that we might do for better health. And I've just recently enjoyed the one about balance, where we have to stand on one foot for better health.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Balance is one of those underrated things. And have you embraced the cold shower yet?
No, I can't say. You know, Michael, you convinced me that a bit of cold water at the end of a shower is supposed to make me feel alive. And can you actually very quickly explain the benefits of a bit of cold water at the end of a shower?
Sure. I mean, I've only recently got into it myself. And as you say, the purpose of the Just One Thing podcast is I try it, I get a member of the public to try it, and then I get a scientist to really explain the science behind it. Part of it is it just perks you up, it just wakes you up.
Yes,
sure.
It doesn't have to be that long. About 30 seconds is fine to, you know, as a blast. But beyond that, it seems to produce these things called cold shock proteins, which seem to be good for the brain. Mm. And there was a study done in Holland where they got people to do a 30-second cold shower, and that cut their risk of developing infections during the subsequent winter by about 30%.
Really?
Control group who are having a warm shower. So there seems to be something in it. If you can persist with it, then it's pretty brutal the first time you do it, but it gets better, honestly.
And, Joe, you've got to take the wetsuit off.
Oh, okay? Yes.
That doesn't count.
Look, I haven't yet been convinced of that, but thank you so much. You can get those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Michael Mosley, it has been delightful to speak with you again on the House of Wellness.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, our number is 131 873, and next on the House of Wellness, we'll take your calls with any questions to support your health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu vaccination available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine may help protect against 4 strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by heading into Chemist Warehouse. Their immunisation service is quick and convenient. Book your appointment online at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Kind vitamins for half price. That's $14.99 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We were just speaking with Dr. Michael Mosley, and I do find it so fascinating what he was saying around inflammation.
Really interesting, Gerald. Now, you're my health sensei.
Mm-hmm.
Always come to you with questions about things like this. You're very passionate about anti-inflammatory compounds. What are they? I mean, what can we take to reduce inflammation in our lives?
Inflammation is normal, Elise, because it's a response to injury or stress or whatever. But chronic inflammation ages you, wears you down, and as Michael mentioned, it starts the progression of early disease into chronic disease. So what do we need to do to offset that? You eat, eat sensibly.
Isn't that a boring response?
It is
it's so true.
And it's just common sense. Mm. You know, we know what's good for us. We know what's not good for us. So you get it in priority. And look, fall off the wagon every now and again. It's not the end of the world. Get adequate sleep. Michael is 11 p.m. till 7 a.m. Mm. There's the structure, not the number of hours, but the structure. And we've had the expert on that said that's recovery time. That gives your body a chance. The big thing in my world is to be connected with people.
Yes.
Have friends, see them regularly, learn to laugh with them and at yourself. Mm. Don't get so serious and hang-ups. At the moment, I'm avoiding newscasts. And I'm avoiding all the bad news in the paper, just skipping over it. So that's hard to do because we like to be informed. But it's boring, it's repetitive, it's always bad. You know,
it's a bit destructive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm. And that can ruin your day for the start. So they're really my tips. And what is hard about any of that?
Yeah, interesting. And I mean, the food thing's very tangible, but reducing like toxic people in your life or in environments, it's a bit more amorphous. It's a bit harder.
Yes, and you can do it nicely.
Okay. Is this an intervention?
Yeah. No, you can do it nicely. You just minimise. You want to be there for your friends,
yes.
And you keep keep good people close by.
Yes, and I should mention that if you wish to explore weight loss for your health, a fantastic book that I have loved actually is by Dr. Michael Mosley's wife, Dr. Claire Bailey. What an incredibly brilliant family they are. She has a book called The Fast 800 Easy. It is a cookbook full of delicious food that is so helpful as far as losing that weight that is going to support your health. That's by Dr. Claire Bailey. So do check that out. Of course, we love it when you give us a call, 131 873. Stephen from Greenvale, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
G'day, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Can I just ask, Gerald, I'm tackling a small case of gingivitis. I've been told to do a mouthwash and some extra vitamin C. The Listerine antibacterial non-alcohol leaves a very burning and dry feeling in my mouth. I was just wondering, can you recommend something more mild? And with vitamin C, the tablets seem to be in 250 milligram and 500 milligram minimum. I got told I only need 90 milligrams a day. How do I take that?
90 milligram a day is ridiculous, Stephen. So I'd be really ramping that up and perhaps taking 1,000 milligram at least across the day, either split doses or not.
Okay.
I think for you, a better option is in powdered form, not in tablet form. There are many, many alcohol-free mouthwashes available at your local pharmacy, many of them, and including the one you've got, but it's a personal thing. If it's tingling, it's not for you. Now, the other nutrient is called ubiquinol, which is the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10, really important for the health of your gums. So go and get some of that, 150 milligram each morning, more ammunition to get your gums back to good health.
That's very interesting, Gerald. We've spoken a lot about ubiquinol as far as energy is concerned, but not gum health.
Gum health, and it also, gum health is reflected in heart health as well.
Right.
There's a very close connection between the two.
I'm a massive fan of this. Gerald put me onto this 10 years ago.
Yes.
CoQ10, but ubiquinol. I have not looked back. I haven't aged in 10 years.
No,
is that right, Gerald?
No, that's so true, Lisa.
Thank you so much for your call there, Stephen. Do keep your calls coming, 131 873. We'll have more calls in just a minute. Plus, next, how many hours do you work per week and is it too much for your health? That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Kind vitamins for half price. That's $14.99 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And all of us here are absolute converts to Dr. Michael Mosley's wisdom and his books on the House of Wellness. And Marcel from Melbourne, you too are a lover of Michael Mosley.
Yeah, look, I've got his 800 calories, or his wife's 800 calories book. It's very, very good. His way of saying things is just remarkable. But it's another guy that it runs in the same category. His name is Peter Attia. That he's in the States. He's got two huge wellness centers. And it seems like they all talk about the same thing. Cold therapy, you know, it's indispensable. The cells, fasting, you know, autophagy, and that it actually helps a lot. And it also inflammation. And these are the things that kill people, you know what I mean? He's remarkable. I like that. Is he Australian?
Michael Mosley? No, he's from the UK. Yes, he joined us actually from the UK.
He sounds a little bit Aussie.
Oh, well.
His approach, you know, his easy way to talk about and the rest of it. But what would I know? I'm Argentinian.
Well, Marcel, I love that it has made a difference to you, and we do encourage people to. It's all about choosing to empower yourself with whatever makes a difference to your life. Thanks so much for your call there, Marcel. I just wanted to mention before we get to our next callers is this first global study into the impact of long working hours that was released by the World Health Organization this week. I found this fascinating. It shows that working long hours, so that's 55 hours or more a week, has been linked to a 35% higher risk of stroke and 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease. And it's largely three quarters of that are men, middle-aged or older. And the worst affected areas in the world were Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific region, which includes Australia.
So what do you think is the solution, though? Because there are some who have to, some choose to work. That's their love.
Mm.
But many people have to work to maintain a quality of life, perhaps maintain the mortgage payments. Imagine if interest rates go up, what pressure that's going to put on a person who's working 50 plus hours a week
now.
I know.
It is alarming. It's alarming to know that we are subjecting ourselves to work hours that actually are very dangerous for us.
Back at school, remember, we're all told that if you're physically in charge, physically fit, you'll study better, you'll work better. So maybe we need to re-emphasise the importance of having the breaks, as you do, where, you know, you've got to have those frequent breaks across the day to recharge.
Mm. Also, perhaps reining in technology, because, you know, I started journalism back in the dark ages where you work on a typewriter and had a pager. Mm. Now there's this 24/7 news cycle.
Yes.
Emails come in, as we were saying earlier, at 1 a.m. and then you've add social media onto that as well. So I don't know, perhaps if you can put some parameters around your access to technology, like turn that off at 9 at night.
What about you, Jo? What?
I think that this makes it incumbent on anyone who is responsible for a workplace culture to really consider your workers and to really consider the hours that they commit. And it's after hours as well, as you say, Elise. Everyone, I mean, we saw in lockdown, people just worked more and more and more. And also for us who may not be responsible for workers to be able to go, actually, I know now that the research is there. Let's actually challenge the people who are setting the culture and feel supported by this research, perhaps. It's not an easy shift. No. I don't know how you don't perhaps shift that
but at least
one conversation.
We recognise the risk. That's the start.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, we love it when you call 131 873 Philip in Epping. Good morning.
Morning, Philip.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to speak to Gerald.
Certainly,
please.
Philip. How can I help?
Yeah, look, I've always suffered many years with periodic muscle spasms and leg cramps in the hamstrings.
Yes.
And I might go like 6 months, 12 months, not get one. But once I get a cramp, it can linger like for 2 weeks, a month after, where sometimes every step I take, it just wants to keep cramping all the time when I get the spasms. And
are you taking magnesium, Philip?
Yeah, I've taken one tablet a year, a day for many years now. But I have listened to you when you said there's a powder form which might be better.
Philip, there's a powder form and capsule form. Now, magnesium is stored in your bones, so you've got to build up your stores. So when you're finished, double the dose now of your tablets, then swing across to capsules and take them for 3 or 4 months. Then you can stop. But whenever you get a cramp, that shows your magnesium stores are low and you've got to build them up. So having the occasional one or a dose that's too low is not rebuilding your stores. So capsules every day, 3 or 4 months, then see how you're getting on.
All the best with that, Philip. Paul has given us a call. Hi there, Paul.
G'day, how are you?
Well, Paul, how can we help?
CQ10. Mm-hmm. Ages ago I started on the Ubiquinol, and it's not cheap. But anyway, you can go into the pharmacy and you can buy a thing called CQ10 XL. Mm. And it's made by the same company, the Bioceuticals, but it's about half the price. Is it the same?
No, it's not the same. Now, the difference, and I'm fresh out of an international webinar on Ubiquinol and CoQ10. So Ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form, Paul, of coenzyme Q10. So you get more bang for the buck. Now, there's varying comparisons, but usually we say Ubiquinol is about 4 times more bioavailable than CoQ10. So if you take a 150 milligram Ubiquinol, you're getting about 600 milligram of CoQ10. So look, it is a choice. There are various quality extracts. The best extract comes out of Japan. The companies that use that extract, because it is the best, there is a cost factor involved. But watch this space. I think over time that cost will come down.
All the best with that there, Paul. And do keep your calls coming, 131 873. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli, or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are half price at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Kind vitamins for half price. That's $14.99 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with The House of Wellness, and it is time for the A to Z of vitamins. And Gerald, we are talking Kind Collagen Plus today. Now, collagen does feel like a bit of a hot topic. Can you really explain why? Why do people, what's so big about collagen?
I have summarised collagen thus. It's the most abundant protein in our body because it's present in every connective tissue we have. It provides mechanical stability, elasticity, and strength to tissues and organs. Amen.
Wow.
So that's what collagen does. So it's pretty important.
Mm. What about taking it to help that amazing part of our body?
Well, the science probably isn't there, but logically, if you improve your collagen, either in supplement form or bone broth or whatever floats your boat, it's going to help connective tissue.
Mm. Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Kind Collagen Plus, dual source collagen peptides where every purchase spreads kindness. And we love it when you give us a call, Julie from Eagdale. Good morning.
Hello, Julie.
Good morning. Apologies for my croaky voice.
That's all right.
Love your program. My problem is dry, itchy hands and cracked fingertips. I've used the Diprazone creams and ointments. I've just about bought every cream I can find in Chemist Warehouse. Lately, I've been putting Vaseline on my hands at night and wearing cotton gloves to bed, but I've still got dry palms and flaky palms and fingertips.
I'll fix it for you, Julie. If you could write down, please, urea, U-R-E-A cream, 10%. Now, there's a number of different brands available in your pharmacy, but this is a magnificent way to build up strength from the underlying layers of your skin. It's non-greasy. You don't need a lot. Rub it in well. Use it 3 or 4 times a day. You will be surprised how good your recovery of your hands is, provided you regularly use it. It's water soluble, so it'll wash off. So when you've washed your hands, hopefully with something non-irritant, reapply it.
All the best with that, Julie. Let's smash through another. Well, Gwen from Vaucluse has called and asked about bad circulation, which is a thing that we get often requests for help around bad circulation. Gerald,
and
what do you advise?
We're coming into winter, Gwen. Mm. So the herb of choice is called ginkgo biloba. You know, that's the one that helps your memory as well. But ginkgo drives circulation into your peripheral, your blood vessels in your feet and your fingers and your hands. Mm-hmm. And also look at things like ginger and spices. So ginger particularly helps circulation. Anything with a spicy taste will increase your blood vessels, and beetroot as well.
Susie from Caroline Springs, good morning.
Morning, Susie.
Good morning. I was just wondering what vitamins you'd recommend for weight loss.
Well, Susie, there is the Bunnings form, which is gaffer tape. Because if we listened to Michael earlier, his suggestions were eat less and focus on Mediterranean style food. True?
Yes.
So, and we know what that is. That's plenty of fibre, plenty of vegetables, regular dairy, palm sized protein. And again, we know the stuff that's good for us. Exercise half an hour every day, Susie, even if it's a comfortable walk by yourself or with your mates. But all those things. But I can give you a list of those if you drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab, and I can list out those things.
Yes, we do.
And I won't be there.
You've got much more sensible advice than that. Thank you to all of our callers this morning. Do head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. And yes, let me mention again that amazing cookbook by Dr. Michael Mosley's wife, Dr. Claire Bailey, The Fast 800 Easy. Her recipes are beautiful and it's proven, I've seen it in my own household, that it's very effective weight loss. Now, let me tell you about House of Wellness TV today. You can catch it at midday on Channel 7, except in Melbourne, it's on Channel 7 at 11 a.m. today. There's an amazing conversation about schizophrenia on the show today with our guests, one who has lived with the condition for 20 years and also a caseworker, both bringing a personal insight into the reality of living with schizophrenia. I think it's the kind of condition that we can all benefit from understanding little better.
Because it's got a stigma attached to it back in the old days, but we know a lot more now.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Kind vitamins for half price. That's $14.99 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you on the House of Wellness. And before we go, I wanted to mention another story that's on the House of Wellness TV today, which is fascinating, around reducing food waste. We're joined by Alex Elliott-Howry, who is a food waste warrior. And I find it very distressing, Elise. I don't know. So much food gets thrown out in our house at times.
Most upsetting. What we've started doing is buying fresh food more frequently. So we used to do the weekly shop, and then there would be we'd throw out stuff at the end of the week. So it's a pain going to the supermarket more often. But I find now you buy to eat and there's much less waste.
I think too, though, Gerald, and she brings some really fantastic tips around how not to be throwing things out from your fridge, because you've got to just be educated in what you can do with it, perhaps.
And we're lucky to be living in a land of plenty, aren't we, where we don't really think about that. We go to a farmer's market, you relate to those people, the growers, they're there, you buy heaps, and then you don't use it.
I also would like our children, and myself included, to learn basic food management, because it's about, okay, use the food in the fridge that's been there longer.
Yes.
And we have now established kind of like a system where you move it across to that drawer, you know you have to finish that food first, but it's not something that you necessarily even taught.
Yeah, the budgeting of food. We also have a worm farm, which is kind of good.
Great.
Which is great, because the benefit's twofold, or three. You get rid of your food waste, beautiful soil that's created there, and wormwee, which is brilliant for indoor plants.
Fantastic. For those having breakfast with you, sorry.
Do check out House of Wellness TV. And we're back on your screens on Friday at 2 p.m., Gerald?
Yes,
that's right, on Channel 7. Well, as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. With any questions or more, or if you've want more information, check out houseofwellness.com.au, and we will see you all next week.